Hello, and welcome to the Science of Ageless Living. I'm your host, Dr. Ethan Hausman Marquise, medical innovator, aesthetic pioneer, and lifelong student of the human body and its incredible potential. Broadcasting from the Catalyst Clinic with locations in London, New York, and Amsterdam, this podcast is your ultimate guide to unlocking the secrets of living not just longer, but better. Today, we're venturing into some truly cutting-edge research, exploring a molecule that has the scientific community buzzing with excitement. We're talking about FOXO4-DRI, a peptide that could fundamentally shift our understanding of aging and cellular health. Imagine a targeted approach to rejuvenating our bodies at the most basic level. That's the potential we're going to unpack today. The quest for a longer, healthier life is as old as humanity itself. From ancient elixirs to modern-day supplements, we've always been searching for ways to slow down the inevitable march of time. And in recent years, the focus has increasingly turned towards the intricate mechanisms happening within our very cells. We're learning more and more about the processes that contribute to aging, and one of the key players in this complex biological drama is cellular senescence. Think of your cells as tiny, bustling factories, constantly working to keep your body functioning optimally. Over time, some of these cells can become damaged or stressed. Instead of dying off, they enter a state of suspended animation. They stop dividing and performing their normal functions. These are senescent cells, often referred to as zombie cells. While they might seem inactive, they actually release a cocktail of inflammatory molecules, enzymes, and growth factors, collectively known as the senescence-associated secretory phenotype, or SASP. This SASP can wreak havoc on surrounding healthy cells, contributing to a range of age-related issues, from tissue degeneration and chronic inflammation to an increased risk of various diseases. So the question becomes, how can we address these senescent cells and mitigate their harmful effects? This is where our star molecule, FOXO4-DRI, enters the picture. It represents a potentially revolutionary approach to selectively targeting and eliminating these aging cells, offering a glimpse into a future where we can truly unlock the secrets of cellular aging. Stay with us as we delve deeper into the science behind this fascinating peptide right after the break. To understand FOXO4-DRI, we first need to talk about its namesake, FOXO4. Now, don't let the scientific jargon intimidate you. Think of FOXO4 as a master switch inside your cells. It's a transcription factor, which means it's a protein that binds to DNA and helps control which genes are turned on or off. FOXO4 plays a crucial role in various cellular processes, including DNA repair, stress resistance, and programmed cell death, also known as apoptosis. It's a key player in maintaining cellular health and longevity. In younger, healthy cells, FOXO4 typically resides in the nucleus, the cell's control center, where it can effectively regulate these protective genes. However, as cells age and become senescent, those zombie cells we discussed earlier, something interesting happens. FOXO4 starts to relocate, moving out of the nucleus and into the cytoplasm, the main body of the cell. When FOXO4 is in the cytoplasm, it's less effective at its primary job of activating those protective genes. Furthermore, in this new location, it starts to interact with other proteins, contributing to the survival and persistence of these senescent cells. It's almost as if the aging process hijacks FOXO4, preventing it from doing its crucial work and even contributing to the problem. This discovery, the mislocalization of FOXO4 in senescent cells, was a pivotal moment in understanding cellular aging. Scientists realized that if they could somehow prevent FOXO4 from interacting with other proteins in the cytoplasm of these senescent cells, they might be able to selectively trigger their self-destruction or apoptosis without harming healthy, functional cells. This was the fundamental idea that led to the development of FOXO4-DRI. So what exactly is FOXO4-DRI? It's a synthetic peptide, meaning it's a short chain of amino acids that is designed and created in a lab. The DRI in its name stands for disrupting peptide for P53-FOXO4 interaction. This name gives us a huge clue about its mechanism of action. Researchers discovered that in the cytoplasm of senescent cells, FOXO4 binds to another protein called P53. This interaction prevents P53, which is often referred to as the guardian of the genome, from triggering apoptosis in these damaged cells. Essentially, FOXO4 is helping these senescent cells evade their natural self-destruct mechanism. FOXO4-DRI is specifically designed to disrupt this interaction between FOXO4 and P53 in the cytoplasm of senescent cells. Think of it as a molecular wedge that gets in between FOXO4 and P53, preventing them from binding together. By blocking this interaction, FOXO4-DRI frees up P53 to do its job, to recognize the damage in these senescent cells and initiate apoptosis. The beauty of FOXO4-DRI lies in its targeted approach, because this specific interaction between FOXO4 and P53 is more prevalent in senescent cells compared to healthy cells. FOXO4-DRI can selectively induce the death of these aging cells, while leaving the healthy ones largely unharmed. This targeted elimination of senescent cells holds immense promise for alleviating the negative effects of the SASP and potentially reversing some aspects of age-related decline. The development of FOXO4-DRI is a testament to the power of understanding the intricate molecular mechanisms that drive aging. It represents a significant step towards a future where we might be able to precisely target and rejuvenate our cells, paving the way for longer and healthier lives. In our next segment, we'll delve into the exciting research and potential applications of FOXO4-DRI. Don't go anywhere. Now let's dive into the fascinating details of how this molecule actually works its magic at the cellular level. At its core, FOXO4-DRI targets a very specific interaction within our cells, a sort of molecular handshake between two key proteins, FOXO4 and P53. Now, these are both important players in cellular health, but their interaction in senescent cells creates a survival mechanism that prevents these zombie cells from undergoing programmed cell death, a process known as apoptosis. Let's break that down a bit. P53 is often referred to as the guardian of the genome. It plays a crucial role in detecting DNA damage and cellular stress. When P53 senses something is wrong, it can trigger various responses, including putting the cell cycle on hold for repair, or if the damage is too severe, initiating apoptosis, essentially a controlled self-destruct sequence that eliminates the problematic cell. FOXO4, on the other hand, is a transcription factor, meaning it's a protein that helps regulate the expression of other genes involved in processes like DNA repair, metabolism, and stress resistance. In healthy cells, FOXO4 operates in a balanced way. However, in senescent cells, something interesting happens. FOXO4 interacts with P53 in a specific cellular compartment, the nucleus. This interaction essentially sequesters P53, preventing it from fully carrying out its pro-apoptotic duties. Think of it like FOXO4 putting handcuffs on P53, preventing it from pressing the self-destruct button in these damaged senescent cells. This is a crucial reason why senescent cells persist and accumulate with age. They've managed to evade the normal cellular cleanup mechanisms. And as we discussed earlier, these lingering senescent cells then contribute to the detrimental effects of aging through their SASP. This is where FOXO4-DRI comes in. This cleverly designed peptide is specifically engineered to disrupt this problematic interaction between FOXO4 and P53. The DRI in its name stands for Disrupting P53-FOX-04 Interaction. Essentially, FOX-04 DRI acts like a molecular wedge, inserting itself between FOX-04 and P53, preventing them from binding together effectively. By disrupting this interaction, FOX-04 DRI frees up P53. Now, P53 is no longer being held back in the nucleus of the senescent cell. It can then initiate its normal functions, including triggering apoptosis. And here's the really exciting part. FOX-04 DRI exhibits a degree of selectivity for senescent cells. The reasons for this selectivity are still being actively researched, but it's believed to be related to the unique environment and protein expression patterns within senescent cells compared to healthy, actively dividing cells. This selectivity is incredibly important. We don't want to indiscriminately kill off healthy cells. A therapy that targets only the problematic senescent cells minimizes potential side effects and maximizes the beneficial impact. It's like a precision strike against the aging process at the cellular level. So what are the potential consequences of selectively removing these senescent cells using FOX-04 DRI? The research so far has been very promising. By eliminating the source of the harmful SASP, studies have shown improvements in tissue function across various organs. This can manifest as increased physical endurance, better glucose metabolism, improved skin health, and even a reduction in age-related inflammation. Imagine a scenario where we can effectively reduce the burden of these zombie cells throughout our bodies. This could potentially lead to a significant slowing down of the aging process and a reduction in the incidence and severity of age-related diseases. While research is still ongoing and human trials are crucial to fully understand the long-term effects and safety of FOX-04 DRI, the underlying mechanism of action, its ability to selectively induce apoptosis in senescent cells by disrupting the FOX-04-P53 interaction, offers a compelling and potentially revolutionary approach to promoting healthier aging. It's a testament to the power of understanding the intricate molecular mechanisms within our cells and then designing targeted interventions. FOX-04 DRI represents a significant step forward in our quest to not just live longer, but to live healthier and more vibrant lives. Now, let's dive into the exciting research that has brought this molecule into the spotlight. The initial groundbreaking work on FOX-04 DRI primarily focused on animal models, and the results have been nothing short of remarkable. One of the key studies that generated significant buzz was conducted on mice. Researchers engineered mice to accumulate senescent cells and then administered FOX-04 DRI. What they observed was truly encouraging. The peptide demonstrated a remarkable ability to selectively target and eliminate these zombie cells without harming healthy, actively dividing cells. This selectivity is crucial as a broad-spectrum approach to cell elimination could have detrimental side effects. In these animal models, the clearance of senescent cells led to a noticeable improvement in various age-related parameters. We saw improvements in physical function, such as increased strength and endurance. Organs showed signs of rejuvenation with reduced inflammation and improved tissue structure. Even hair regrowth was observed in some instances, a visually striking indicator of cellular revitalization. Perhaps most significantly, these studies suggested a tangible increase in health span. The period of life spent in good health, free from age-related diseases and disabilities. The mice treated with FOX-04 DRI not only lived longer, but appeared healthier and more active in their later years. These findings sparked considerable excitement within the scientific community, suggesting that FOX-04 DRI could potentially translate into therapies that could significantly impact human aging and age-related diseases. The implications are vast, ranging from potentially mitigating the progression of conditions like osteoarthritis and cardiovascular disease, to simply promoting a more vibrant and functional later life. However, it's crucial to maintain a balanced perspective and acknowledge the current limitations and challenges associated with FOXO4DRI research. While the results in animal models are promising, we are still in the early stages of understanding its full potential and safety profile in humans. One of the key limitations is that the animal models used in these studies don't perfectly replicate the complexities of human aging, the way senescent cells accumulate, and their specific roles in different human diseases might vary. Furthermore, the long-term effects of FOXO4DRI administration need thorough investigation. We need to understand if there are any unintended consequences or potential for resistance to develop over time. Another important consideration is the route of administration and the potential for off-target effects, even with the observed selectivity. Ensuring that the peptide reaches the intended senescent cells in various tissues throughout the body in humans will be a significant hurdle to overcome. Clinical trials in humans are necessary to determine the efficacy, optimal dosage, and safety of FOXO4DRI before it can be considered a viable therapeutic option. Despite these limitations, the research on FOXO4DRI represents a significant step forward in our understanding of cellular senescence and its role in aging. The promising results in animal models provide a strong rationale for continued investigation and human clinical trials. It offers a tantalizing glimpse into a future where we might be able to selectively target and eliminate the cellular drivers of aging, paving the way for longer, healthier lives. Join us after the break as we discuss the ethical considerations surrounding anti-aging research and the potential societal impact of therapies like FOXO4DRI. However, with such powerful potential comes significant responsibility, and it's crucial that we address the ethical considerations surrounding anti-aging therapies like FOXO4DRI. One of the primary concerns revolves around accessibility and equity. If these treatments prove to be highly effective, will they be available to everyone, or will they exacerbate existing health disparities, creating a scenario where only the wealthy can afford to significantly extend their healthy years? This is a societal question that needs careful consideration and proactive planning. Furthermore, we need to think about the potential societal impact of significantly extended lifespans. How would our healthcare systems, social security structures, and even our career trajectories adapt to a population living much longer? These are not simple questions, and they require thoughtful dialogue and collaboration across various sectors. Another ethical dimension involves the very definition of aging and whether we should be actively trying to cure it. Is aging simply a natural process that we should accept, or is it a collection of cellular dysfunctions that we have a right and perhaps even a responsibility to address? These philosophical debates are important to have as we move forward with this research. We also need to consider the potential for unintended consequences. While FOXO4DRI appears to be highly targeted in preclinical studies, we must ensure its long-term safety and understand any potential off-target effects in humans. Rigorous clinical trials and long-term monitoring will be essential. The development of FOXO4DRI and other senolytic therapies represents an exciting frontier in medical science. The potential to alleviate suffering from age-related diseases and enhance healthy aging is immense. However, it's imperative that we proceed with caution, guided by ethical principles and a commitment to ensuring equitable access and a thorough understanding of the societal implications. The science of ageless living is not just about extending years. It's about extending healthy, meaningful years for all. As we bring this episode of The Science of Ageless Living to a close, it's clear that the research surrounding FOXO4 DRI offers a compelling glimpse into the future of how we might approach aging. From understanding the intricate dance of proteins within our cells to the potential for targeted therapies that could alleviate the burden of age-related diseases, the journey into cellular senescence is revealing profound insights. While the preclinical studies on FOXO4-DRI have generated considerable excitement, it's vital to remember that this is still a rapidly evolving field. The translation of these findings into safe and effective treatments for humans will require rigorous clinical trials and a continued commitment to scientific exploration. The ethical considerations we discussed are also paramount, ensuring that any future breakthroughs benefit all of humanity and are implemented responsibly. Here at the Catalyst Clinic and across the global scientific community, the pursuit of knowledge regarding healthy aging continues with passion and dedication. FOXO4-DRI is just one fascinating piece of the puzzle, and we are constantly learning more about the complex mechanisms that govern our lifespan and health span. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Ethan Hausman-Marquis, on this exploration of FOXO4-DRI and the exciting science of ageless living. We hope this episode has illuminated the potential of targeted cellular therapies and sparked your curiosity about the future of longevity. Be sure to subscribe to The Science of Ageless Living wherever you get your podcasts and visit the Catalyst Clinic's website for more information on our work and the latest advancements in health and wellness. Until next time, may you live long and thrive.